Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 3rd, 2025. Have your host James here. We're joined right now by our great friend Kayla Rombalski from UW Extension Wood County. Kayla, good to have you with us.
Hi, James. Good morning.
Always enjoy talking with you. We were actually joking about this on the morning show earlier. It doesn't really matter what we get into. We always have fun and always usually learn stuff with you, Kayla. And you're able to give us a chance to talk about things or take a bigger perspective on subjects sometimes. And I really appreciate the work you put in. Today, we're going to be doing a little bit of a recap of a recent conference.
Yes, absolutely. We hosted the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference, say that five times fast, here in Wisconsin Rapids in the middle of June. It was June 16th through the 18th. We had a wonderful time. And so I just wanted to spend a little time today on the podcast recapping the conference, talking about some of the successes and really the light that it's shown on the city of Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, Kayla, when it comes to this, for those that may have not heard about it or knew, what went on with this conference and who hosted it? Where was it?
Yeah, great questions. So this is the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. It is a conference that is new to the state of Wisconsin. So this was the second year that it was hosted in Wisconsin. Other Midwestern states surrounding us, so states like Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, Michigan, have all hosted this conference annually for the past several years. And it's new, so it's new to Wisconsin. We were excited that we were the second city to host the conference. It was previously hosted in 2024 in the city of Platteville. Was a really awesome opportunity, at least for me personally. I had never been to that part of the state, to the Driftless area and to Platteville. And so it gave me a chance to really explore a new city. And the conference is a little bit unique in the sense that it doesn't just take place in a hotel conference center. So you're not in the same ballroom the entire time you're at the conference. It's typically about 3 days, and you spread out across the host city. So when I attended the conference in Platteville, you know, it was downtown. There was a session in a movie theater. There was a session in an art gallery, and you really got to experience the flavor and the feel of downtown Platteville. And it was a great city. And so when we saw that, we were excited about the opportunity to host folks in Wisconsin Rapids. And we applied and we were selected for the conference to host it. So we were super excited. Yeah.
It's a real tip of the hat to the work that you and the team put in to, you know, submit the name and recommend it and everything. And it's a credit to the area and everybody in this area that we were selected.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a really great team that came together to host this conference. There are a lot of moving parts. And I should back up and talk a little bit about what it's for and who attended. Mm-hmm. So it's a conference that really shines a light on entrepreneurial ecosystems. And what's meant by that, that's kind of a buzzword or a big term. And what's meant by that is just the ways that small rural communities, small cities, villages, municipalities can support homegrown business right in their community. So looking at how we can make sure that our cities, towns, villages are better places for people who are aspiring entrepreneurs who want to start their own business, for small businesses that want to grow, how do we support that within our economy and really allow that to become a thriving part of our communities? And in a place like Wisconsin Rapids, it's also about looking at our city that has been dominated by one industry historically, and that's paper, obviously. And then what happens when paper goes away and we need a new industry or we need a new driver for economics in our community? And so we're looking at how we can support small business and really grow small businesses as a way to almost diversify that industry, right? So we were so tied up into the paper industry, and by supporting entrepreneurs and supporting a wide variety of businesses, it's like separating our eggs, right? We're not putting our eggs all in one basket, and that's important.
When it comes to important topics and important things for rural communities especially, but just in general around the country, this is one of the top five. This is one of the biggest ones. And for an area like ours, where you bring up the way that money was made around here for a very long time, and what was not only built on that industry and the mill industry and the paper industry as far as the people working in the mills, but how about every business that was surrounding those mills that were making a profit or something? I think about this when we think of a sports franchise or a team. It's not just that the team is making money, but around the stadium, there are people selling shirts. There are bars around there. There are those things. Mm-hmm. And those are that's an economic boom for them as well. So when you remove the mill, you're not just removing that economic income, but all those people that were spending money buying jet skis or whatever or anything like that. And absolutely, the jet ski seller and stuff. It just has such a bigger effect than we realize, I think, until you take a step back. So that's why I say this, and this is so important right now. And we are very fortunate here in Wisconsin Rapids. I am positive there are people out there that, have comments and can say different things about this or that or whatever. When we're talking about new businesses coming to town, businesses surviving the pandemic, surviving the mill closure, any of these things, our area is doing a lot better than most.
Yes, we really are. And I think this conference was really a testament to that for some of the folks that visited from outside of the area, outside of central Wisconsin. I wanted to take a few minutes to share some of the feedback that we received. So we did a post-conference survey, and we asked in that survey, what are your impressions of the city of Wisconsin Rapids? And I think that these responses are just kind of reaffirming for those of us who are from the city of Wisconsin Rapids and know what a beautiful place it is. The feedback that we received was really, really positive. And so I just, if I can, I'm going to go ahead and read a couple of these responses.
So, I'd like that. Thank you.
Again, the question is, what is your impression of the city of Wisconsin Rapids? And someone said, bigger than I expected, more shops, restaurants, and downtown hangouts than I expected. The YMCA is beautiful. The conference was a great way to showcase the city and various cool locations. Well done. And so I should say in that we, as I mentioned earlier, this conference is spread out across the city that hosts it. So we had breakout sessions at the library, at iHeart Art, at Bee's Tap House, Aaron's Wines and Steins, the YMCA, City Hall, and the county courthouse. So we really gave visitors a chance to experience both sides of the river and to see really what makes downtown Rapids kind of an engaging, thriving place. Mm-hmm. And the comments really showed that. So another comment that I want to read is, my impressions of Wisconsin Rapids are much different after the conference than they were before the conference. When I thought of Wisconsin Rapids before the conference, I pictured the ugly drive into town on Highway 13 with the half-empty strip malls and a dozen camper sales lots. I also conjured up the stench of the paper mills that permeated the city. The conference opened my eyes to the hidden beauty of the city, the area of downtown near the river, the riverfront park, the beautiful homes along the river south of the community theater, rooted in red on the outskirts of town. I found myself thinking that this would be a nice place to spend a long weekend. I had the same experience last year with Platteville. I love the way the conference connects attendees with the true heart of the host cities and gives us a greater appreciation for what they have to offer.
It's very well said. I'm really glad you highlighted that one in particular, too, because what I'm appreciating is the honesty in these, while also being very not judgmental necessarily. Like, they're open to their opinion being, changed or just, not saying that this sums up the whole area kind of thing, while also commenting on things that were bothersome at one point.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's a perfect example of how minds can change, right? Even as I've told you before, James, I live in Point, and before I took my job with Extension, I had always worked in Stevens Point. And when I started working in Wisconsin Rapids, I even had, friends and neighbors that said, like, really, you're going to drive to Rapids every day? Do you really want to do that? What does Rapids have going for it? And I am now, personal experience, right? I am now the biggest advocate for the city of Wisconsin Rapids. I think that there's There's so much that makes it such a cool place, and it has a lot going for it. And people from the outside just don't see that, right? You see those things that you talked about, like the smell from the paper industry, and you think of some of the more rundown areas of town. But if you can overlook some of those pieces, you really get to see the heart of the city and also the people. And mm-hmm. that I think is really what sets not only the city of Wisconsin Rapids, but Central Wisconsin apart, is that we have really committed, really wonderful people in our communities that help to make the area shine. And this conference is no exception. So I would be remiss if I didn't give a huge shout out to Stacey Keevy, the Chamber of Commerce, or the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and her ambassador volunteers. They were amazing. They showed up with smiles on their faces and helped direct people to where they needed to go. So friendly. And then, you know, the hard work of the city of Wisconsin Rapids themselves, moving tables and chairs. Kyle Kearns was out there kind of hauling tables and chairs and moving things around while also presenting at the conference. So wearing a suit and getting ready to present.
Kyle's great.
Moving chairs. So yes. So those are just two examples, and there are so many more. I hesitate to name because I know I'll forget someone, but this really was such a labor of love, and it's great to see that feedback and those impressions that have changed, because it shows a testament to the work that we put in. And even as I think about other events, you know, things like Science by the River, which is an extension event that draws in folks from all over the area, it's just another great opportunity to showcase the Wisconsin River, the beauty of the Red River Trail or the Owagatam Trail, and how amazing that asset is to the city.
You know, one other note that I'd like to just piggyback on what you were saying before about your old thoughts of this area and your new thoughts of the area and how that evolved for you and everything. I've lived here half my life, and I came from a completely different culture and city and all that stuff. And when I came out here, I just was a knucklehead, and I was not proud, not happy to be here. I really fought it. I moved around a lot, and it wasn't just this area. I did that a lot in places I lived in Illinois as well. It was just a lot of moving and a lot of that. I will spend the rest of my life, and certainly the rest of my time while I'm here in Rapids, promoting this area, supporting this area, and trying to make up for a lot of those thoughts and feelings I had when I was a kid, because I got to say that I came back here and I got it. I saw it. Not only has this town given me my little brother was born here, but in that same hospital, all three of my kids were born in that hospital. Some of my favorite people I've ever met, some of my best friends I met here in this city. This city has given me the closest thing I had to a childhood. There's a lot that this, and not just here, but Rome, given me and my sister that. This area has given us a lot, and I want to give back to it as a thank you. But one of the things that I think you hit on that I think is so key to all this, and that got me to come around on so many things about this area, we got a beautiful river. We got a lot of fun, cool things to do. It's the people. It's the people. They make this area. They make, not like you said, not just Rapids, but the whole Central Wisconsin area. You're not going to meet people like this everywhere. And we got some really great, wonderful people in this area.
Right. And I think sometimes it takes the perspective of moving away. I think that's why you see that so often, right? You hear of people, the moment I graduate high school, I'm getting the heck out of here and going to experience the big city or going to experience something different. And, folks do that, and then they feel like, oh, I didn't realize how good I had it back at home. I'm gonna move back there. I've lived that life. I've been in this. They might be thinking I've been in the city, and now it's time to move back somewhere quieter. And how awesome that it's also so. I mean, the best thing, I think, one of the best things about Central Wisconsin is that it is centrally located. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, if you are craving that city life, if you're craving something that you can't get locally, it's just a couple of hours in really any direction, and you can be in Chicago, Minneapolis. You can have those big city adventures and then come back home where it's and then again, this is me speaking, so my personal bias is showing, but come back home where it's quiet and peaceful, and you can walk along the river and just take in the beautiful scenery and your day. Like, that, yeah. Yeah. Kayla, what could be better, right?
with this, I agree. Couldn't agree more. With this survey, was there, I see that you asked for, or they asked if there was any additional feedback. Did you get any interesting responses there?
Yeah. So we asked for quite a bit of feedback on this survey, but I will say that the additional feedback often said, you know, huge shout out to the planners, especially those with boots on the ground. So really echoing some of the things that I said. And then it was just great to see, you know, as an organizer, I knew how much work it was, obviously, but to see the feedback really echo and applaud all of that hard work and saying, you know, thank you for having such a well-organized event. Thank you for, you know, showcasing the city. It was really just a success all around. And so we are excited. Obviously, this is not an annual, it is an annual conference, but next year it will be in a different location. So we probably won't have an opportunity to bring something like this back to Wisconsin Rapids, at least this exact conference, mm-hmm. for a few more years. But it was a really great learning experience. And now that we've got that under our belt, we're kind of, I think some of us on the planning team are like, what could be next?
Exactly.
You know, what's the next step from this? We have this under our belt. We've seen how our organizations can work together. Earlier when I shouted out, you know, Kyle and Stacey, I also overlooked, of course, Meredith and her team at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They are amazing. They do amazing work. And so, you know, from a tourism standpoint, how do we get more people to come to the area, and what other types of events, both professionally, you know, for work travel, but mm-hmm. then also for personal travel. How do we get more people to come to Central Wisconsin? Well, and one of those is the Cranberry Blossom Festival, which we just wrapped up, you know, and things like the water ski show that bring in so many people.
Mm-hmm. Just two quick notes on this. One of the feedback comments was, please do this again. It was excellent, to the point of what you were saying here and everything. And, you know, we're talking about entrepreneurism for, you know, businesses and a lot of that, but this can be piggybacked from, and just looking at it as from a city perspective as well, as how we can grow our events, how we can bring in more events and some of those things. And when you can show, The NFL just learned this about Green Bay. Like, they wanted to experiment. They wanted to see, hey, can we have the NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the smallest, national city or sports city in America and in the world? Can they host this? Can that be pulled off? Let's give it a shot. They do. It's so successful that not only is the NFL looking at doing another draft there in like 5-10 years or whatever they've already said, but they're looking at other events they can do in Green Bay. Not just the NFL, but NASCAR is looking at it. MLB is looking at it. You've got other sports leagues looking at what they're doing because they pulled that off so successfully. Same thing here. We show that we can pull off these events, those ones you just mentioned, the water ski show tournament we have been done for decades around here, the Cranberry Blossom Fest that we pulled off for decades around here. And now you and this team pull off something like this. You're really showing anybody who's hosting conferences or having events, hey, that area, that's perfect. They can host this. They can do this. Maybe we can't have, you know, Lollapalooza here or something like that, but we can have, we can have some pretty big events around here that we can handle. And the more evidence we give those people, that the more we can bring in here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
So I'm kicking off my 4th of July weekend, and I am remoting in today from beautiful Rhinelander, Wisconsin, where my family has a property. And, you know, we can't host Lollapalooza, but look at Rhinelander. They host Hodag Country Fest mm-hmm. every year, and they see their population really grow in just a weekend because of how popular that event is. So there's something to be said for those tourism draws mm-hmm. that bring people in, and then they may, you know, when they're here, they may decide, oh, you know what, I really love Wisconsin Rapids. I love coming for the ski show. I love coming for Cranberry Blossom Festival. I think maybe it's time that I move in that direction. And so then, you know, tourism becomes residents and becomes taxpayers and becomes, you know, your local, just contributing to that local culture. You bring more amazing people, and that is what makes a city great, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Kayla, it's always great talking with you. It's been a lot of fun. Anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
No, I think this is a great conversation, and we, as we always do, James, right, we covered all the big points in just a few short minutes together, so thank you.
Always appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to reach out to you, maybe some conference people might want to reach out to you, something like that. How can they get a hold of you?
So you can search for us online. That's probably the easiest way, Extension Wood County. My email is K Rumbalski, and I know that that's a crazy Polish last name, but it's not as complicated as it may sound. So it's Rombalski, so K Rumbalski at wisc.edu. And that'll come right to me, and I'd be happy to talk further with any listeners.
And of course, if you need help with any email addresses or anything like that, reach out to us here and we'll make sure to get you in touch with Kayla. Always appreciate the time. Say hi to the rest of the staff over there for us. You have yourself a safe, fun, great 4th of July weekend. Thanks for joining us, Kayla.
Same to you, James. Thank you so much.
And a big thank you to all of you for joining us here at the Rapids Report, brought to you by Crockett Septic. Have yourselves a great 4th, everybody. We'll be back with more show.